Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen. Daf Yod Bet. Zab is being studied. Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenechonu began Eden. Amen. Zab is being studied. Lefuas shelema dina bat sara enna refer adam. Fuata nefesh ul fuata guf. Fuata kerubad abo vechen yirason venomar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Aleph Amud Bet. And we are beginning... yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom, or 6 lines from the bottom, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Gemara begins, Nigmar Dino, the guy, the murderer, Nigmar Dino, he was sentenced. There was a Kohen Gadol at the time of the sentencing. What happened when Asa Kohen ben Gerusha or ben Halutza? It was found out that the Kohen Gadol is really Pasul. He's a ben Gerusha, he's a son of a divorcee, or a son of a Halutza, he's a Halal. So now the question is, there's no Kohen over anymore. Retroactively, there was no Kohen. So we know the law that there was no Kohen at the time of the sentencing, he stays in the Ir Miklat forever. Or do you say, since at the time he didn't know anything, he was considered a Kohen? So he goes out. Kaligi bar Rabbi Amiv Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Hadamar Meta Kehuna. One opinion says we look at it as Meta Kehuna. It's like he died, and therefore he doesn't go to Galut. It's like he had a Kohen. It's like he died and he's free. Hadamar Batla Kehuna. Another opinion says no. Batla Kehuna. It's retroactively there was never a Kohen. And therefore, it's like he had a sentencing without a Kohen there. And therefore, he stays there forever. So again, it's a big machlok. Do you look at it as Meta Kehuna or Batla Kehuna? So the Gemara says, Lema befutad, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, kemepalge. Let us say that this machlok is based on the machlok at Tanaim, Ditnan. Haya omed makriba gabe mizbayah. Kohen was bringing a Kurban on the Mizbayah. Venodashu ben Gerusha ben Halutza. Another Kurban, he realizes he's a halal. He's a son of a Gerusha. In the middle of it, bringing a Korban. Bili Ezer Omer, Kol Korbanot Shekriv, Pesulim. Bili Ezer says, everything retroactively that he brought is Pesul. Rabbi Yehoshua, Makshir. Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, it's Kashir. Man Damar Meta, a court opinion that says, it's like he died. So it could be Yehoshua. That says what? Everything he did till now is Kashir. And then now it's considered he died. Similarly, by the Ein Miklat, he was a Kohen until that point. It's like there was a Kohen that was there, that there was a Kohen there at the time of the Madin that he died. And the opinion says, no, Bata, it's retroactively, it's like Rabbi Eliezer. That says all the Korbanot the guy brought until that point is nullified. Hear what that says. So let's make that machloke. It was Alibad Rabbi Eliezer Kule Alma Lo Pedigi. Look at the top of the sheet. He says, no. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no argument. Meaning, Kelomar, man damar meta. According to the opinion that says meta, that's considered he died. Vaday can be Yeshua Amar. He has to say like Rabbi Yeshua that everything he did till now and the mizbeah is kasher. Velo can be Eliezer, but he cannot be going like Rabbi Eliezer. Which means for sure you have to say the opinion that says meta, that means considered he died now. For sure he's going like Rabbi Yeshua that says what? That all the korbanot he brought until now is kasher. That you have to pair those two rabbis up. The opinion that says meta for sure you have to put with Rabbi Yehoshua. However, Rabbi Eliezer, however, if you want to say for sure you have to put Rabbi Yehoshua and the meta opinion together. However, ki peligi alibad Rabbi Yehoshua, but in Rabbi Yehoshua itself, we might make a machloket. How? Man da amar meta ke Rabbi Yoshua. For sure. The opinion that says meta, like we said, for sure it's going like Rabbi Yoshua. Man da amar batla, and the one that says batla can also be going like Rabbi Yoshua. How can it be going like Rabbi Yoshua? If you hold batla, batla means retroactively everything is no good. The Rabbi Yoshua said by the Qurban, everything retroactively is good. It says, Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yoshua hatam dechtiv. Barech Hashem helo ufu al yadav terse. Afidu halalim shebo. We have a special pasuk. That even if a halal brings a korban, it's kasher. Barech Hashem helo. So therefore, that's why the Yoshua says by the korbanot that retroactively everything he did is good. Because we have a gezeret tekatu that says even if a halal brought a korban, it's okay. But here could be, even the Yoshua is going to be modeh, that retroactively he's not a kohen. There was no kohen, bottom line. And therefore, could be there's a chinuk between the law of Eid Miklat and the law of korbanot. That even though the Yoshua retroactively says all the korbanot he brought, when he found out he's a ben gerusha, it's pasul, I'm sorry, it's kasher, that's because we have a pasul, barech Hashem halo, that even a halal that brings a korban is kasher. Maybe what Rabbi Yoshua will agree that when it comes to Eid Miklat, once the guy's found out that he's been Gerusha ben Halutza, retroactively he had no kohen gadol. And therefore he'll agree that what? That since there was no kohen gadol at the time of the sentencing, so therefore it doesn't go out free. So therefore in Rabbi Yoshua, it can go either way. He could say that, no, he's like the opinion that says, meta, that everything was good until that point, it's considered he died now. Or you can say the Yoshua makes a chiluk between Korban and the situation of Eid Miklat. Okay, comes the Gemara, continues. We said, even if the fellow in the Eid Miklat is needed, like Yoav bin Seruya, the general of the armed forces, we don't let him go out of the Eid Miklat. That Gemara is going to say, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Shtei ta'ayot ta'a Yoav be'ota sha'a. Now we go tell the story of Yoav bin Seruya. Yoav was supposed to be put to death by Shlomo HaMelech. That was one of the Sava'ot that David HaMelech did before he died. He told Shlomo to make sure that he takes care of Yoav bin Seruya. So now, so Yoav wanted to save himself. So how did Yoav save himself? He went to seek asylum by the Mizbeach. And he thought that if you hold on to the Mizbeach, so the Mizbeach is like Eid Miklat. The Mizbeach is like a zone where you can't get killed. So Gemara says, look at Rashi. Ta'a Yoav, fourth line. Bidrasha, Dimi'im Mizbechi tekahenu, Velo me'al Mizbechi, Vekasabur, Dahainu me'al Mizbechi. It says in the Pasuk, Me'im Mizbechi tekahenu lamut. That even if a guy is Hayab Mita, even if he's white in Mizbeach, tekahenu lamut, take him to die. So he thought, Me'im Mizbechi, Velo me'al Mizbechi. So he went and he held like on the top of the Mizbeach. He held Mi'im. Mi'im is from the Mizbeach. But he held, if you hold on the Mizbeach, if you're on the Mizbeach, meaning you hold on top of the Mizbeach, they can't touch you. So what did he do? Shtei ta'ayot ta'a Yoav ve'ota sha'adikhti v'yanos Yoav el ohel Hashem v'chazik b'chanot ha'mizbeach. He held on to the corners of the Mizbeach. Ta'a she'enu kolet el ha'gago. The only part of the Mizbeach that's kolet is the gag, is the roof. Lu tafas bekanotav, and he held on to the corners. And ta'a she'enu kolet el ha'mizbeach bet olamim. And secondly, only the Mizbeach and the Bet HaMikdash is kolet. Lu tafas mizbeach shel Shiloh. And he was in Mishkan Shiloh. So those were his two mistakes. He was holding on to the wrong spot, and he was in the wrong place. Abaye amar behanami mit'at ta'a, ta'a she'enu kolet el ha'kohen v'avoda b'yado. The only time the Mizbeach is kolet is a kohen while he's doing the avoda. The avoda b'yado. V'hu zar. He's a non-kohen, so it doesn't work for him anyway. Amar eshtaki shalosh ta'ayot atit saloh shil romi let'ot. The sar of Rome la'atid lavo is going to make a mistake. Who's the Sar Shel Romi? That she says, Sam Mechmem. The Sam Mechmem is going to try to save himself by running to the Arim Miklat. He's going to run to the city of Botsra. So it says, that's going to be his mistake. שלוש טעויות עתיד צרות של רומי לטעות. תכתיב, מי זה בא מאדום חמוץ בגדים מבוצרה, טועה שאינה קולטת אלא בצר. You make a mistake. What are the in מקלט? It's not בוצרה, it's בצר. You go to the wrong city. והוא גולה לבוצרה. טועה שאינה קולטת אלא שוגג. והוא מזיד. Exactly. He, all the ones that he killed in some מחמם, he was מזיד. In מקלט doesn't help שוגגs. היה טועה שאינה קולטת אלא אדם. והוא מלאך. And anyway, the in מקלט only helps human beings. And he is indeed a מלאך. Let's just read the she's over here. Correct. So different explanations. He entraps in a way that he wasn't he did more. He makes the people think that the mitzvot are the da'averot of mitzvot that already he's not supposed to do. So already he's chayav mitah for that. Okay? So that's anyway the malach of Esav. That's what they call him Edom. Okay, the Gemara continues. Pasuk is saying, "Mize ba me Edom." Who's that coming from Edom? That's God. So they say, "Why are they calling Hamutz Begadim? His Begadim are bloody." So it says because Kevyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's coming from Botzra, and his clothes are bloody from killing the Tsar of Rome. God's going to kill the Satan in Rome in Botzra. So it says Hamuz Begadim. His Begadim all filled with blood. So because he killed them. Amar Rabbi Apu Are Miklat Lo Nitnu LeKibura. No cemeteries in the Ir Miklat. All the cities of the Levim, no cemeteries. Dichtiv. ומגרשיהם יהיו לבהמתם ולרכושם ולכל חייתם. All their animals. Now the word חייתם is מלשון חיות. לחיים ניתנו ולא לקבורה. The עיר מקלט are given for living purposes and not for burial purposes. מתי והוא לא תן yesterday's daf. שמה, שם תהה דירתו, שם תהה מיטתו, שם תהה קבורתו. אדרבה, we learned that the guy in the עיר מקלט, if he dies there, that's where he's buried. Gemara says, "Roseyach Shani." Murderer is different. Degali be Rachmanak. We have a special gezerat tekatuv. But besides that, nobody's buried in the Eid Miklat. Special gezerat tekatuv by the Roseyach that he's buried in the Eid Miklat. Otherwise, they don't bury in the Eid Miklat. There's no cemeteries over there. It's the Hayim. Kishem Sha'ir Kolletet. We said in the Mishnah, just like the city is Kolet, the tomb is also Kolet. Which means the 2,000 amma around the city also is considered a zone that protects the rotzayah. Urminu, we have a contradiction. It says v'yashav ba. It says, and the murderer will sit in the Eid Miklat in the Gemara's Doresh. Ba v'lo b'tchumah. Uh-huh. Clearly, in the city itself, but not in the tomb. So how could you tell me the tomb is kolet? And it clearly says no, only the city is kolet. Amar abaye lakasham. Kan liklot, kan ladur, which means that when you want to say liklot, all the parts are kolet. Ben the eid itself and ben the tomb, it'll save him from the goel adam, which is even if he's in the tomb, the goel adam cannot kill him. However, kan ladur, the bride over here is saying that he's only able to establish residence in the city itself, but you're not allowed to establish residence in the tomb. So ladur is dafka ba. But the cloth is even in the tomb itself. Okay. Good. So we have a deen. Cannot live in the tomb. Cannot set up his house, let's say, in the outskirts. So comes the Gemara and says, Ladur. What do you mean? To live in the outskirts, in the tomb? We know that already. Tipukle de'en osim sadeh migrash velo migrash sadeh lo migrash ir velo ir migrash, which means the fields of the Levim, that's the place that the Levim have 42 cities, yeah? In the 42 cities, they also have outskirts of the cities, 2,000 amot, that are like designated for recreation area and parks and fields and things like that. So the law is regarding those 2,000 amot, around the cities of the Levim, en osim sadeh migrash, which means you cannot turn a sadeh that's designated for plowing and planting into a migrash, into an open area. Velo migrash sadeh, nor can you turn an open area into a sadeh. Lo migrash ir, nor can you take the open area around the cities and turn it into a city. Velo ir migrash, which means you got to keep the areas what they are. So we know already that they can't live in the tomb, because that means you're going to turn a migrash into an ir. And we know you're not allowed to turn a migrash of a Nevi into a city. So what do you have to tell me that what? That the Rotziah cannot establish residency in the tomb? We know that already. You cannot establish. You're not allowed to do that in any city of the Nevi'im. Amar Rav Shesha, lo nitzrecha ela limhilot. He wants to establish residency underground. Which means, you would have thought, since he wants to establish residency underground, so he's not taking away from any of the area on top. Because he made it like a tunnel underneath the ground, he's living underneath the Migrash area. Kamash Ma'adhan, that even underneath the Migrash area, he cannot establish residency, even though he's not taking away from any of the area on top. Eli has got to establish only himself in the city. Comes Gemara continues. Rotzeiach sheyatzah chutz l'tchum. Okay, what happens? Rotzeiach, he goes outside the tchum. The Goel Adam sees him, so the Goel Adam is able to kill him. So we learned in the Mishnah, if you remember, machloket. One shita said mitzvah on the Goel Adam, and everybody else is reshut. And another opinion said Goel Adam is reshut, and everybody else is hayav. So we have different opinions over here. We downgrade everybody. So Gemara says, "Tar Rabbana, we have a brayta." Says, "Veratzach goel adam et harotzayach." The pasuk says, "Veratzach," and we'll kill him. So Gemara learns, "Mitzvah biyad goel adam." Gemara says, "It's a mitzvah by goel adam." En goel adam, if there's no goel adam, there should be at goel adam. Then it's voluntary. The Vnei Rabbi Yosei Gedeli. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Reshut Piyad Goel Adam. Vechol Adam Hayavim Adam. Everybody else, Hayav if he kills him. My Tamad Rabbi Yosef Gedidi, where does the Bibliocracy learn that it's a mitzvah? He says, Mi Ketiv Im Ratzach. The Pasuk doesn't say if he kills him. The Pasuk says, Veratzach. Implying what? Should do it. It's a mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva, says, no. Mi Ketiv Yirtzach. Doesn't say in a commandment like Yirtzach, that's Chayuv, says Veratzach, says like, and he did it, Veratzach. So therefore you have no raya. Amar Morzut Rabar Tuvi Amar Rav, Rotzeach Shiyatzach Chutz Tatchum, Umsa'o Goel Adam V'Harago, Neherag Adav. Clearly, if the Goel Adam, what is Nushita? The Gemara says, if the Goel Adam finds the Rotzeach outside of the Eid Miklat, and he kills him, you kill the Goel Adam. Neherag Adav. Gemara says, Keman, lo k'rabi Yosei Gedili, lo k'rabi Akiva. It's not going to get any opinions. Because one opinion says mitzvah, one opinion says reshut. Now you're telling me if he kills him, he's Hayav Mitah. Who's that like? So Gemara said, now bring it a source. Hu da amar ki haitana. He's going like the following opinion. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Ad omdo lefne ha'eda lemishpat. Which means, you don't kill the Rotzeach until he gets sentencing. You got to bring him to the court. What do you have to? What is it coming to teach me? It says in the pasuk that the Goel Adam finds the guy outside the city. Well, you think the Goel Adam would just kill him immediately when he finds him outside the city? That the Goel Adam cannot kill the Rotzeach until he brings the Rotzeach to mishpat that he left in Miklat. Which means you got to bring up the court for that. And they officially say, yes, he is lefty in Miklat, and therefore he's Hayav Mita now, and they can kill him. So he holds it's not an automatic. So it's a drawn-out situation. Bring him to the court first. Let him stand in front of a judge. Let the judge posek. Yes, he left in Miklat. He's guilty now. So it's arguing on the other opinions. The other opinions hold what? The second he goes out, mitzvah, or they shoot. He holds, I don't know, he can't do anything yet. Bring him to the court. Maybe it's got to be possible. It's Hayab Mita. Okay? So, Morzutra is saying, until he goes, stands in court for leaving the Eid Miklat, you can't kill him. For leaving. He was judged already for killing.
No.
It's a new item. He was judged for killing. Right, new item now. Now you want to kill him for leaving. You gotta go take him to court for that. That's what he holds. So he comes in and says, oh, what about the other rabbis? What do the other rabbis do with this pasuk? V'Rabbi Yosef, V'Rabbi Akiva, Hay ad omdo lefnei ha'idah l'mishmat my dar shibe. What do they do with this pasuk that says he has to go to the court? Ha'hu mev'ele lichtetan, Rabbi Akiva omer, minayin lesanhedrin shira'u echad sh'arag et ha'nefesh, she'en memitim oto ad she'emud bebetin achet. How do you know if Sanhedrin saw somebody kill somebody? They saw a murderer. How do you know that they can't judge the guy? They got to send it to another court. Tamud omar ad omdo lefnei ha'eda lemishpat. Ad she'amod bebedin ahed. Which means, since the Sanhedrin saw the actual murder, they become pesulim. Why? Because that the witness cannot become now a dayan. So it says, in a case where Sanhedrin saw the whole thing, ad omdon mishpat. He's not hayav until you bring him to a mishpat, meaning another court. Nothing to do with the goel adam. Sanhedrin shenahu mishara agad ha-nefesh. They got to send it to somewhere else. Okay. Kavzi Gavaran says, Tanur banan. Now we discuss, the guy leaves the Eid Miklat. Does it matter whether he leaves on purpose or by mistake? The Goel Adam can kill him no matter what. Let's say he was just strolling and by mistake he floated out. And can he still kill him? So the Gemara says, Im yatzo yetze. We have a double language. Yatzo yetze. Harotzeh. En li ela bemezid. Ah, maybe only bemezid. Bishogeg minayin. Tavud lomar, v'im yatzo yetze. Mikol makom, double language. Yatzo yetze. Teach me, even if he left b'shogeg, ready, he's guilty. You can get him. Kabbalah says, v'atanya b'mezid derag b'shogeg gole. We have a clear braita. B'mezid, he gets killed. B'shogeg gole, meaning send him back to the Eid Miklat. So l'chaora, you see, not like that, that there's a haluk between shogeg and mezid. Lakasha. Ha keman de amar amrina debra Torah kelshon bnei adam. Ha keman de amar lo amrina debra Torah kelshon bnei adam. We have a famous machlokas throughout Shas. Whenever the Torah says like a double language, do we say that the Torah sometimes says a double language? Not for a derasha. It says a double language because the Torah sometimes talks in the vernacular the way people talk. Vim yatzo yetze. It's not to be doresh. Yatzo yetze shogeg mezid. So you'd say that's the way the Torah talks. Like, the Torah talks to human beings. It's like a way of talking. It's a style. Now, if you hold that the Torah is just talking to Bnei Adam, so it's only, you only have one derashte. If you say, you can only learn Mezid, but not Shogeg. But if you learn, no, the Torah doesn't speak like Bnei Adam. Yatzo Yetze is Dafka. So I'll say Yatzo is Mezid, and Yetze is Shogeg. So the machloket between whether a Shogeg can get killed when he leaves is dependent on how you learn Yatzo Yetze. If you say it's the Berat Torah Kel Shomene Adam, so then already you have no Hadush. You only can learn Mezid. But if you say no, the Torah doesn't talk like Bnei Adam. Every word is calculated, and therefore you have Shogeg and Mezid. Amar Abaye, Mistabra Keman Dabar Deberat Torah Kel Shomene Adam. It makes sense to go like the opinion that the Torah speaks like Bnei Adam. The Torah uses the vernacular of people. Why? Shelo Yesofo Hamur Mitchilato. Exactly. His ending should not be more severe than his beginning. Mat hilato b'mezid neherag b'shogeg gole af sofo b'mezid neherag b'shogeg gole. Exactly. How did the guy get into the Eid Miklat? He killed b'shogeg. Now, if he would have killed b'mezid, of course he would have died. So, to get into the Eid Miklat, he's saying shogeg. So now, if he leaves the Eid Miklat, it shouldn't be more hamur than when he got in. Just like when he got in, there was a haluk between Shogeg and Mezid. So to when he leaves, there should be a haluk between Shogeg and Mezid. You're not going to be stricter now that to get in, it's Shogeg. And once he leaves, even Shogeg is going to be Hayab Mita now. That's already making the ending stricter than the beginning. In the beginning, you don't kill him on a Shogeg. At the end, after he went in, you kill him on a Shogeg. So therefore he says, Mistabit to say that Shogeg, he's protected. Tani Hada. Okay, last... right there before the Mishnah. Dani Hada. Interesting case. Av Sheharag. Guy killed his son Bishogeg. Beno Na'asa lo Goel Adam. The other son now becomes the Goel Adam of his brother to kill the father. ותניא אידך, we have a brayta, אין בנו נעשה לגואל אדם. Another brayta says the exact opposite. Can't kill his father. So Gemara says, למה הרבי יוסי הגלילי והרבי עקיבא? Which means, let's say that this machloket over here is the machloket of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's a mitzvah and the goel adam la'arog et ha'rotzeach. Oh, so therefore, since it's a mitzvah, so the mitzvah, the father has to, the kid has to do this mitzvah also. Even though he has a mitzvah of kibud avayim, but this is a mitzvah as doche. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that says reshut. So we're not going to say that a reshut, a voluntary, is going to override the mitzvah of kibud av. That's the two brayto, the two shitot. Gemara says, "Betizbera, ben leman de amar mitzvah, ben leman de amar reshut, mishare." What are you talking about? According to any opinion, is it going to be permissible? The amar Rabba Ravuna, the chen tarad Rabbi Shmuel, lakol for any sin in the Torah, en haben naasa shaliach leaviv, which is the son, can never become a shaliach beddin to execute his father. Let's say again, the guy did something is Hayab Malkut. We don't appoint the son to be the Shariah Beddin to give Malkut to the father. Or Lekalaloto to put the father in Nidui. Chutz Memesit. Except if the father worshipped Avodah Zarah, so then already the law is, or he was not worshipped Avodah Zarah, he caused others to worship Avodah Zarah, so that's a Mesit. Mesit we have no mercy on. In that case, Torah says not tahmod, but not tekaseh. Even the son can be a shaliach bet din to stone the father. But that's the only case. Sharia amra Torah not tahmod, not tekaseh alav. And therefore, you see what that even in the case of mitzvah, the son doesn't punish the father. So this, even according to the shita of Rabbi Yosef that says killing the goel adam, killing the rotzeh is mitzvah. We're not going to let him do it. How could you tell me that the beraita that says it's he could do it? It's talking about it's a mitzvah. You see over here, even mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for Beit Din to give a guy malkut. But you don't have the son do that mitzvah. So therefore, we have to redefine the braita that said that the son could kill the father. Who's that going like? Ela kasha. We have a question again. Habibno v'habibin bino. That's the answer. It's the grandson. Which means that which we said, the one the braita that's asur, that's talking about his son. Other braita that said that the son is allowed to kill the father, it's not the son. It's ben bino, it's the grandson. The grandson doesn't have the same obligations to respect his grandfather like he has a respect, like he has a mitzvah to respect his father. Therefore, he can kill his grandfather. Look at that she right before the Mishnah. Ha detanya en bino na'asa gul adam bibno shel rotzeach ka'amar. Ha detanya bino na'asa gul adam bibno shel harug ka'amar. It's the son of the harug. Which is the grandson of the Rotzeya. Right. He's not Muzar like a son, grandson not like a son. Ilan. You have a tree. Mishnah. Shu omed betoch hatum. Okay, the tree is in the Ir Miklat. Venofo note chutz latum. But the branches are overhanging outside the Ir Miklat. או עומד חוץ לתחום ונופן אותה לתוך התחום. What opposite? Which means the tree itself is חוץ לתחום and the branches are in the עיר מקלט. So the Mishnah gives a rule. הכל הולך אחר הנוף. You judge the tree where the overhang is, where the branches are. And therefore, you have to know where the gole is. If the Gole is if the branches are inside, correct? And he's standing by the branches, okay, it's for sure he's inside the Ein Miklat. Or even if he's on the outside. If let's say don't make it confusing. Let's say the tree is outside and the north is inside, he is considered, if he's standing by the tree, he's considered inside. Because the tree goes after the north, therefore the goel adam cannot kill him. Even though he's outside, so he's standing by the tree. Doesn't matter. Hakol olech achar hanof.
The tree's inside.
I'll go the other way. No, I'm saying even if he's standing outside,
and the tree's
he's standing outside, the tree's outside. He's considered inside.
Okay,
I'll go the other way. If he's inside by the tree, and the birds are outside, he's considered outside. then we're going to kill him.
Either way,
when it comes to a tree, Hakol Olech Haranov. Look at Rashi. Hakol Olech. Rashi says this clearly. Hakol Olech Haranov. Afilu hu be'ikaro shebetok atum. Even if he's in the tomb, he's standing by the trunk. Hare hu kayotze chutz atum. It's like he's out. Now, ve'im ikaro chutz atum, the opposite, if the tree is outside, ve'nofo betok atum, af ha'ikar kolet. Even the ikar of the tree will save him, because bottom line, you go after the branches. I said, you go after the branches. How many branches that we could argue?
He must be on the tree, actually.
Hot palm, very simple rule. This is not the hot palm I was talking about. You have the tree, and you have the branches. The rule is, it goes after the branches. The tree follows the branches, finished. And asks a stira from our Mishnah, from the law of Ma'asir Sheni. Ma'asir Sheni, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Okay, in the walls of Yerushalayim. Unmini, we have a contradiction. Ilan Shihu Omed Bifnim. Same story. You have a tree that's in the walls of Yerushalayim. Venote lachutz. And the branches are outside. Or the opposite. Omed bachutz, or the tree is outside. Venote lifnim. And the branches are going inside. Micheneged achoma velifnim kilifnim. So the din is like this. Micheneged achoma velifnim kilifnim. Micheneged achoma velachutz kilachutz. Which means each part of the tree is judged separately. If the guy is on the part of the tree that is micheneged achoma velifnim, he's inside. If he's on the part of the tree that's outside, he's outside. You don't say that if the trunk is outside and the nof is in, he can eat the ma'asir outside. You're outside, bottom line. We don't go after the nof. If you go after the nof by ma'asir sheni, I'd let him be outside the wall. But since he's hanging on the tree, he can eat, because you go after the nof. Don't say that. If he's on the outside part, he's outside. If he's on the inside part, he's inside. So, what do you mean? You just told me you go after the nof. Now you tell me, no, each part of the tree is judged independently. That she says, Alma, lo nofo shadina batar ikar, velo ikar batar nof. You don't put the nof after the ikar, you don't put the ikar after the nof. Ela, where are you? The Gemara says, Ma'aser are miklat karamit. What do you mean? You bring me a question for Ma'aser sheni to eat miklat? Two different laws. Ma'aser bechoma tala rachmana. The Torah says, Lefne Hashem Eloheka tochelenu. You gotta eat it inside the walls. So therefore, I don't care tree, not tree, you gotta be in. However, Arim Miklat Bidira Tala Rahmana. Torah says he has to be living. Ki says Beir Miklato Yeshev. So therefore, Biguf Menofo Middarde. A person could live in the branches. Beikaro lo middarle. But a person can't live on the trunk. And therefore, since the tree, what's the livable part of the tree? The nof, the branches. So therefore, that becomes the ikar of the tree. Where is the dwelling part? So for Arei Miklat, what do they care about? Dwelling. So if the dwelling part is in Arei Miklat, so therefore, even though he's outside by the trunk, since the dwelling part of it is inside, he's considered inside. It goes after, where's the dirah part of the item? Similarly, if the trunk is inside and the dirah part, the nof is outside, so therefore, since you can't dwell on the trunk, the place where you dwell is in the tree. So therefore, it goes after dirah, after shuda. Look at Rashi. Bottom lines of Rashi. Bedirah tala mil rachamana. Dichtiv ki be'ir mekato yeshev ve'nofor ra'ui li dirah yoter me'ikaro. Very good. And the nof is more ra'ui to dwell than the ikar. Comes the Gemara and says, now we're going to bring a contradiction, a stira from ma'asir itself. Because what did we just say by ma'asir? Wherever you are, you don't go after the tree or the trunk, you're in, you're out, you're out. But it says, Netanya, we have a braita. Birushalayim, when it comes to eating ma'asir sheni in Yerushalayim, halach achar hanof. Clearly, go after the branches. Ba'ale miklat alech ahar anof. And as well as ale miklat, go after nof. So now it's putting the ma'asir with the law of ma'asir. So Amar Rav Kahana comes along and says, Lakashya, har biyuda, har banan. There's a two shitot here. It's machloket. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Netanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says like this. B'me'ara. Guys in a cave. The cave is in Yerushalayim. Okay? And the opening of the cave is by the opening of the city. You have two cases. Either the opening of the cave is outside, but when you go in the cave, it's underground in Yerushalayim itself. Or the opposite. You have the opening of the cave is in Yerushalayim, but the underground in the cave is outside Yerushalayim. So now we want to go, like, in the cave, what is the deen in the cave itself? Legabe eating ma'asir. So the Lord is like this, b'me'ara, when it comes to a cave, holech achar pitha. You go after where the door is. Yeah, where the opening is. If the opening is in Yerushalayim, in the wall, so therefore, even though
extends beyond,
you go where the door is. If the door is out, even though he walks into the cave, you're out. Comes to caves, it goes after the petah. Yeah, the Rashi halacha ha-petah, first line. Kula bifnim uftuha lachutz kelachutz. Kula bachutz upetcha lifnim kelifnim. Exactly. You don't go after where you are on the ground, where the door is. However, be'ilan, when it comes to a tree, is the Be'udah talking, by the way. Horech achar nofo. Clearly. So the Be'udah we found, when it comes to ma'asir, even on a ma'asir situation, you go after the nof. What does that mean? If the nof is outside, so the whole tree is considered outside. And vice versa. If the nof is inside, and you're outside by the tree, you're considered inside. So therefore, we have a new shita now. Which means, because we have a machlok between the Biyuda and Chachamim, the Gabe Ma'asir. The Biyuda says, by the way, Ma'asir is like Eid Miklat. Just go after the north. Follow the rule, go after the north. And Chachamim said, no. Ma'asir, you got to be in and out. It's got to be with the wall. Where are you? In and out. And the Biyuda argues, we have two shitot over there. So wait, so comes the Gemara and says, so now wait, this is two shitot here, and to wait to understand ma'aseh. The Gemara is assuming that the Biyuda was saying that you go after the north for everything. Halak, hara north, you're in, out, doesn't matter, follow where the north is. That means, basically we're saying, the north is in Jerusalem, in the wall, and the ikar is outside, you can eat your ma'aseh, even if you're outside. I'm holding onto the tree, eat your ma'aseh shini, like in the wall, you have no problem. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait. All you saw the Biyuda say is, Be'ilan holech achar nofo. That's all he said. Now, I could argue that was only talking about certain situations. Maybe not in every case you go after nofo. Maybe only the humrah. Maybe only when it's a stringency, I'll go after nofo. Who told you? I learned it as a leniency. What am I saying? That even if he's outside, and the nof is inside, let him eat his ma'asir. Oh, who told you that? Maybe alaka har nofo only when it's a stringency. Why? What's the stringency? There's two stringencies by ma'asir shiri, by the way. One stringency is you have to eat it inside the walls of Jerusalem. And another stringency is if it's outside, you're not allowed to eat it and you must make a pidyon if you want to eat it. There's a little pidyon. If I'm outside and I want to make a eat ma'asir shiri, you cannot. The only way you can eat it is through making a pidyon. So who told you that the Biyuda, when he said alaka har nofo, is only talking about do whatever you want, just go after the nof? Gemara says, maybe I can learn different. Imur, de shamat el Biyuda gabe ma'aser lechumra. Maybe he was only saying it by ma'aser in stringencies. That the nof is considered inside and all that, lechumra. How? Look at the two cases now. Ikaro bachutz, venofo bifnim. ki echi de benofo lo matze parik, which means just like if the guy would be by the nof, which is inside, you cannot make a pidyon anymore, because pidyon you're only able to make outside Jerusalem. Once you're inside the walls, there's no pidyon anymore. Now you have to eat the maaser as it is. So I'll say a chumrah, just like if you were by the nof, which is inside, you lose your ability to make pidyon, so too now when you're by the ikar, which is outside, I'll say it goes after the nof, now you can't make pidyon. That's a chumrah.
That's not saying that you can eat it.
That's how you can eat it. Exactly. Again, because you know, you're not podeh ma'aseh in Yerushalayim, and therefore by the ikar, you'll also, even though you're outside, because we're mahmir to consider the tree as if it's totally inside. But you're not going to say that the sekula, that you're going to be able to eat it. And I go the other way. Ikaro bifnim, v'nofo bachutz. Go the other way. The ikar is in Jerusalem, and the north is outside Jerusalem. Ki echi de begufo lo matze achil. Just like benofo, outside, you're not going to be allowed to eat because it's outside of Jerusalem. Bilo pidyon, we're not making a pidyon. Bikaron ameh, so too inside where the ikar is, lo matze achil bilo pidyon. But we're not going to consider the ikar as if it's outside in order that it'll be able to make a pidyon. Get the second case. What's the second case? Ikaro bifnim. Look at the chumrah here. Ikaro bifnim. Let's say the border is Jerusalem. Ikaro bifnim, and the branches are outside. Just like if it was by the ikar. Correct? Is that right? No. Just like if we buy the nof, the only way you can eat this ma'asishin is how? To pidyon. Because he's outside. So too the hadush is, even though you're inside, we're going to go after the nof to say that you can't eat the ma'asir until you make a pidyon. Because you go after the nof. That's a chumrah again. Instead of being these, you're inside, eat it. No. We're going to say, go after the nof, la'achmir, just like outside, you need a pidyon to eat it, so too inside, you need a pidyon to eat it. But we're not going to be lenient. And therefore, who told you that when it comes to ma'asir sheni, we're being lenient? Ela gabe are miklat. The only time we're going to go lenient is by are miklat. What do you mean? Bishlama, when it comes to ir miklat. Oh, which means the Bibi is also saying by ir miklat is lechumrah. Which, who told you the view that was being mekil bichlal on this north business? Just like by Ma'asir Sheni, he's going to go to Chumrah. I'll tell you by Ir Miklat also, the north that you went after is the Chumrah. How? It says, Bishlama, Ikaro Bachutz. The Ikar is Bachutz. Venofo Bifnim, the Ir Miklat. Ki Echi Benofo Lo Matzikatile. Just like in the north, the Goel Adam is not going to be able to kill him because it's considered inside. Bikaron ameh lo matzikatili. So the Ikar also, since the Ikar goes after the north, he won't be able to kill him. So that's a chumrah. Ela Ikaro bifnim venofo bachutz, where the Ikar is inside and the north is outside. Ki heki benofo matzikatili. Just like on the north, on the outside, he'd be able to kill him. Beikaron ameh matze katile. What are you going to say? That on the inside, the Goel Adam can also kill him? Just like you can kill him on the outside, you can kill him on the inside? Ha gavai ka'e. The guy's inside the tchum. Which means, even without going after the nof, it's a suit to kill the Goel Adam. The Goel Adam can kill the Roseyah. And therefore, since the Mishnah in Ma'asrot spoke about all the inyanim, whether the nof is inside, whether the nof is outside, it's impossible to explain it according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way Rav Kana explained. Because according to his shita, you're only going after nof, the chumrah. And in Eid Miklat, you're going even the kuda. Which means, we had a stira. One stira was by ma'asir, ma'asir. One time it says, you go after the nof. One time it says, you don't go after the nof. Rav Kana gave an answer. Ah, ma'asir, ma'asir. Nakasha, how to be Yehuda? Hold on, what are you talking about? That's not an answer. I could argue that which the Yehuda said, you go after the north, that's only lechumrah. By Ir Miklat, for sure, it's lekuda. In miklat, for sure, when you say go after an oath, it's the kula. It has to be the kula. What's the options? When the nof is outside, so you're going to tell me, okay, just like the goel adam, when the nof is outside and the ikar is inside, right? So just like I tell you, he's saved if he would be
outside
by the trunk, he's considered outside. The goel adam could kill him. We're not going to say that when he's inside by the trunk, that the goel adam is allowed to kill him, because he's inside, and therefore by ir miklat for sure you have to go lekula, but by maaser we're going to go lechumra like we learned. So therefore, who told you to be Yehuda by maaser takes the north lekula? Maybe only takes the north lechumra.
Okay, let's get the sugya over here of the ikar and the nof. Let's get some clarity on that sugya. We had a mishnah. The mishnah said ilan sheaya omed betoch hatchum venofo chutz hatchum or omed chutz hatchum venofo betoch hatchum hakol olek achar hanof. The mishnah is very simple. Comes to in miklat, everything goes after the nof. Wherever the branches are, that's where the tree is. Whether the north is outside, so the tree is considered outside Eden Miklat. If the north is inside Eden Miklat, it's considered inside Eden Miklat. Therefore, the rest of the tree follows the deen of the north. That's the deen of the tree. According to the Kahad Nofo, the Gemara had a question from Maaser. Maaser, you see, it's not like that. Maaser Sheni goes wherever the tree is, wherever you are. So the Gemara says, don't ask me from Maaser. Maaseh, the deen is, if you're in the wall, you eat. If you're not in the wall, you don't eat. Therefore, and in Miklat goes after dwelling. Since the ikar dwelling is in the tree itself, you can dwell in the tree. So therefore, that's where the tree decided where the dwelling is. Mashenkin, when it comes to Maaseh, the branches. But Mashenkin, when it comes to Maaseh, it's where you are. So Kavzi Yabaran says, but what do you mean? We have a contradiction from Maaseh itself. Because we have another braita, there's the key braita now that we have to analyze. V'rami ma'asir ma'asir etanya. Birushalayim halak haranof. V'adim miklat halak haranof. Clear braita that it says, when it comes to ma'asir, you go after the nof. And when it comes to anim miklat, you go after the nof. Okay, so we have a braita that clearly says, ma'asir also goes after nof, just like anim miklat. We have a contradiction. One braita says it doesn't. One braita says it does. Gemara's answer, nafkahana. The bright that came along and said that when it comes to Ma'asir, it goes after the north, so that it's following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Good. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's summarize at that point. Everything goes after the north. Ben Ayir Miklat, Ben Ma'asir, it goes after the north. And that's Amishnah. When Amishnah said, Akol Olech Achara Nof, that's by Eid Miklat, that's following the Yehuda. The Braita that said, not only Eid Miklat, but also Maaser goes after Nof, that's also the Yehuda. So the Yehuda goes after Nof and everything. Gemara says, wait, not so fast. Gemara says, what's the proof? What's your proof that the Yehuda says you go after Nof? Clear statement of the Yehuda. Be'ilan Olech Achara Nofo. Amud Beis, second line. And that's by Ma'asir. So that's how Rav Kana answers that the Yehuda is a Shita, you always go after the Nof. So hold it. Who told you that the Yehuda says that you go after the Nof? When he said by Ma'asir, you go after the Nof. Who said he goes after the Nof? Lekula. Maybe he only goes after Nof. Lechumra. Maybe he only takes astringencies of Nof. Which means, you want to say that Al-Mishnah is the Yehuda. Now, by Ir Miklat, going after Nof is a leniency. What's the leniency? The leniency is that even though you have that if you go after Nof, the Nof is outside, in Ir Miklat, the Nof is outside, so the deen is the Goel Adam is able to kill him, even if he is inside holding on to the tree. Because we can even kill him while he's in the... Now, that's a leniency. By, for sure there's a leniency by saying, who told you to be Yehuda takes nof lakel. By ma'aser, maybe takes only nof lahmir. What is nof lahmir? That you always go after the nof to be stringent, which means when the nof is outside. When the nof is outside, so then you have a din of what? You can't eat it unless you make a pidyon. So therefore, I'll say, even if you're inside, you can't eat it until you make a pidyon. And the reverse. If the nof is inside, I say, that even if you're outside, you won't be able to make a pidyon. Because just like if you're inside, you can't make a pidyon. When you're outside, also, you won't be able to make a pidyon. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, you have no ra'aya that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is saying it's likula, because clearly the case of Eden Miklat is nof likula. But Rabbi Yehuda maybe only says nof lechumrah. Yeah, you, Rav Kana, you want to say, who's the author of our Mishnah? It's the Kula Lecham Nofo. We have a rabbi like that. That's the rabbi called Rabbi Yehuda. He says, the Kula Lecham Nofo, Ben Bema'asir, and Ben Eden Miklat, as we see clearly as apparent in Rabbi Yehuda, from his statement, that Ma'asir goes after the Nof. What are you talking? That's only the Chumrah goes after the Nof. Where do you see that he says it goes after Nof? Likula. You have no Ra'aya in Rabbi Yehuda. How could you subscribe to him? He's the author of the Mishnah. Ir Miklat, Likula. Where do you see that one? Likula. Rabbi Yehuda says only Ma'asir, maybe the Chumrah. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara gave two answers. The Gemara says, we want to make the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. And really, you know what? Don't learn like you learned originally. Really, our Mishnah is lechumrah. And Eid Miklat is lechumrah. And really, I'll tell you for sure, when it said Akkon Alokacham Nofo, it was only in certain situations. In Echinami, you're right. If the Nof is outside and the tree is inside, we're not going to say Akkon Alokacham Nofo that you can kill him inside Eid Miklat. That's not what the Mishnah was saying. By a specific case, and the Gemara says, as we pick up, Amar Abba, be'ikaro dekula alma lo peligi de lo matzei katil. For sure, you're right. You can't kill him inside the Eden Miklat when he's holding onto the tree. Could you say, "Kol lekhan nofo"? No, for sure not. Why? Ka'ibin nofo viyachona. So, what's the case talking about? The case is talking about like this. Kol lekhan nofo is talking about what? Let's say the north is outside. And you're able to shoot him. He's able to shoot an arrow at him and kill him in the tree for sure. Everybody's going to say what? The world that was able to kill him because it's outside. He's in the branches. Kill him. That's also no argument. Where's the argument over here in where the murderer? The only way for him to access the kill the guy, he's got to walk into the Eid Miklat, climb on the tree, and shoot from the tree. Oh, in that case, Rabbi Yehuda will say that what? Hakol olecha hanofo. That Hadush, even though he's inside, and even though the guy, the Rotzeh, has got to climb on the tree in the Eden Miklat, still Hakol olecha hanofo, and he's going to be able to kill him. And the Rabbanan argue. So therefore, really, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda always holds nof nechumrah. Just like by Ma'aseh, he says Nof Nechumrah, by Eden Miklat also Nof is Nechumrah. And I'm not going to let you kill a guy just because the Nof is outside. I'm not going to let you kill him when he's inside. I'm not going to say that. Also, what was the Mishnah saying? For me, in a case where the Nof is outside and the Rotzeh has got to climb on the tree that's inside, that's what we'll say. It goes after the... he can climb the tree and he can kill him. Now, even though you're going to tell me that's a kula, but it's not working with dina kol lekaham nofo. That's not a dina kol lekaham nofo. Really, the guy's outside. The guy is outside. It's just that we don't say that by climbing onto the tree that's going to be a problem when it's inside. Good. So that is the way we can understand Rabbi Yehuda. He is a kol lekaham nofo lechomra ben bemaaser ben beid miklat. The Mishnah is. It's very good. Rav Asher comes on and gives another answer. Rav Asher Amar, my achar hanof, af achar hanof. Baruch atah Adonai, Baruch atah Shekhar Baruch. Amen. When it's said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says, Be'ir Miklat, akol lekachar hanof, which you thought that it's going to Kula, And therefore you have a problem. How can it be the Biyuda? We never said that goes to Kuda. No. Read the Mishnah like this. Forget about the way that Abba learned. It's climbing on the tree on the inside, and the nof is on the outside. Akol ha-hanof means like this. Af achar hanof. As if it says, Akol olech by Eid Meklat, even after the nof. What does that do for us, even after the nof? So look at Rashi. Rav Ashi Amar Maya achar hanof. The Kamar Matnitin de Acha Vechem Braita. Be'alim miklat af achar hanof. Jesus, like this. Not only by a in miklat, you go after the trunk. That's for sure you go after the trunk. But sometimes you even go after the nof. When lechumra, look at Rashi. V'Rabbi Yudai v'chulu lechumra. Olinyan maaseh kishaninan. Maaseh lechumra. That you'll go after north, even and when it comes to Chumrah. That even though you're inside the Famas in Jerusalem, Hakolah got a north, and therefore just by the north, just like you're not going to be able to eat it unless you make a pidyon, so too when you're inside, we're not going to let you eat it as well. Okay, that's a Chumrah. Even after the Ulanyam Meklat, Af Achar Anof Kama Dehekad Ikaro Bahutz. When the ikar is bahutz, the nofo bifnim, shdi ikaro batar nofo lechumra. We're going to put the ikar after nofo lechumra. That what? That the Gevurah Adam is not going to be able to kill him outside. Because put the tree after the nofo, just like after, where the nofo is, you're not going to be able to kill him. So then you're not going to be able to kill him on the outside as well. Because even though the outside you can kill him. But since you put the tree after the nofo, and in the nofo you wouldn't be able to kill him inside, so you can kill him on the outside either. Velo tema kedekai kai. Don't say, no, he's in the inside. Exactly, and we're not going to say, well, he's outside. Doesn't matter, he's outside. Since the tree goes after the north, and in the north inside, you will not be able to kill him. So therefore, by the outside as well, you will not be able to kill him. But if the ikaro is bifnim, that case, we don't say go after the north. Don't we go? Because that would be a kula. So you're just saying. Even you even go after the north, or when it is a chumrah. Point is, according to both answers, we're reconciling Rabbi Yehuda that really is the author of our Mishnah, and the Mishnah that says olecha hanofo is only a chumrah, and you're not taking it lekula. We originally the way we learned the Mishnah was, yeah, in all cases, even if he's inside, you can kill him. Because it goes after the north, and the north is outside. Has fishal. We're not saying that. Rabbi Yehuda never would say such a thing. He only says by maasir lechumrah. Who adin by in miklat? It's only lechumrah. So two ways of learning the Mishnah. Either the Mishnah was never discussing that case over the inside and outside. It was discussing a case according to the Rava where the tree, the north was outside, and you need to climb on the inside to get to the outside. That's what Rabbi Yehuda would say. According to lechumrah nofor. Or according to the Vasher, it was talking about af holech achal nofo. That you even go, for sure you're going to go after the trunk. When the trunk is inside, he's inside. But even in certain cases, you're going to go after the nof when it is lechumra, that where the trunk is inside and the branches are going to be outside. So you're not going to be able to kill him. Or sorry, when the trunk is outside and the nof is inside. You're not going to be able to kill him outside. Why? Because you go after the north, the chumrah. Even some case you're going to take the chumrah. Comes the next Mishnah. Harag be'otah ir. Okay, let's say the rotzayach that was in the Ir Miklat, he killed again Bishogeg in the same city. He killed in the Ir Miklat. Now where is he going? Well, he's in Galut already. So it says, goleh meshichuna. He goes from one village to another village. In the same city. He's got to go from one area to another area. Uben Levi, that were Ben Levi, that's not Tzayach. He lives in the Ein Miklat. All the cities of the Levim are Ein Miklat. Where does he go? Godem Me'ir Le'ir. He goes from one city of the Levim to another city of the Levim. Taru Rabbanan. Pasuz V'samti Lecha Makom. It says, I'll give you a place. Asher Yanu Shama. V'samti Lecha. It says, and I'll give you a place. It's talking about Behayecha. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that he's going to be zochet to this mitzvah in his life, and he's going to be zochet to separate the Adam Mikom. Samti lecha makom, which means you're going to do it in your lifetime. Makom, what does it mean? Samti lecha makom mimekomecha, which is from your place itself, which is machane leviyah. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu was, machane leviyah. That's going to be around Ohel Moed. In the midbar, so that's going to be a place of Eid Mikla. Ashiri anu shama, melamed shayu Yisrael maglin b'midbar. In the midbar, the Jewish people, if there was murderers, they would go to galut. So it says shama in the midbar. Udecha maglin, where would they go to? The Machane Leviyah. Where Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Machane of Leviyah. Which means even though we said that the three cities in Eretz Yisrael were not functional until the three in Eretz Yisrael were operational, but there was Eretz Miklat in the Midbar, Machane Leviyah. That's the Machane where Moshe Rabbeinu was around the Mishkan. Mikan Amru. From here, the rabbis learned Ben Levi Shehadag, a Ben Levi that killed Gole Mepelach lePelach. He goes from one city to another, because it says the pasuk is "Samti lecha makom," meaning to Moshe and your tribe. That if you killed Mishkaga, the samti lecha makom. So where you have to go to a different place. Ve'im gala lepilko, pilko kolto. And if he goes to a different place, his plach will take him in. Okay, look at Rashi. She says, "Ve'samti lecha behayecha." Three lines at the bottom. Can if the Chok Kadosh Baruch Hu le Moshe she yiskeh le mitzvah zu b'chayav she yivdil shalosh arim makom emechomeka shetem machane leviyah koletet ve'af ale meklat yu are leviyah plach medina. Okay, good. So comes the Gemara and says, good, so he goes from place to place. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, the Braita taught us what? That a Levi that was good, that Gala betoch Eiro, his city is Kolet. Again, the Braita taught us what? That a Levi she Gala betoch Eiro, that a Levi that went to Galut within his city, to a city is Kolet. The Mishnah, we learned what? That the Gole that killed in one place in the Eid Miklat has got to go to a different place. He's got to go from city to city. Amar Ravacha Bered Ravika Meekera. How do we know that if a person killed in one city, he's got to go move it to a different place? He says Ki Beir Miklato Yeshiv. It says Beir Miklato. What does that mean? Beir Miklato. We know it's about the Eid Miklat in the Parasha. What is it coming to add? Eir Shekelatato Kevar. That's talking about over here. It's a pasuk should have said Kisham Yeshiv. He should sit over there. What does it mean? He should sit over in his Eir Miklat. We know it's about the Eir Miklat. Kisham Yeshev, it should say. Why Kisham Yeshev Eir Miklato? Eir Shekeltato Kevar. Which means when he went to Galut over there because of the Tzihari Shona, Afi Koltato Im Natzach Shuv. Which means the same city will be Koletim again. Again, the pasuk says, Ki Be'ir Miklato Yeshev. Why doesn't it say Eir Miklato? We know it's in the Eir Miklat already. Just say Kisham Yeshev. And say, even if he kills again, he still stays there. He just moves from one area to another area. So it's talking about a Yosef that killed twice. The Rashi says, Mike Mekara, the Parchok Kotot, but it didn't have the Tarik Kodem Shkuna and Shkuna, Beir Miklato Krayitra, the Masel Miklato Kisham Yeshev. Not say Kisham Yeshev Beir Miklato, because they're repeating it that he stays in this place. He doesn't have to go to another city. And he just moves from one neighborhood to another neighborhood in the same city, just like a Levi that is in his Eir Miklat. So, either he goes from one place to another place in the same city, or he moves to a totally another different city. We have a stira, because the Mishnah said when a Levi kills, he goes from Eir to Eir. When we saw the Braita, the Braita is a plach to plach. Plach to plach means like from a community to a different community in the same city. So why one place says Levi goes from one city to a different city, and another place says he goes from the intra-city, he goes the same. So that's Tosafot says that. Says the Mishnah is not coming saying you have to go to a different city. It's just giving you Eitzah Tovah. Better for the Levi to go to a different city, because then he's going to be limited. Once he goes to a different Shekhuna, he has to stay in that Shekhuna. Shekhuna is a small neighborhood. But if he goes to a different city, he has the whole city to move around it. Understand? Once you're telling him that he's in his city already, right? I'll go to a different shikuna. Go to a different community. You're locked into that community now. That's your new in Reklab. Mashiach, if you say go from one city to another city, says better. You can go from one place and he has the whole city to move around. So that's Mashiach was giving him good advice. But in the Kanev, if he wants to go from one community to another community, he can. But a regular guy that kills in Miklat, he has to go from another community to another community in the in Miklat. Now he's locked in. He has to stay in a more confined area. Okay?